Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the unity of love. In the 1980s, when contemporary Christian recording artists were just beginning to transform the music scene with Christ-centered rock and pop, a friend asked Terry to listen to one of their albums. Terry wanted to tell her that it was demonic, because Terry believed that all rock music came from the devil. But the songs on the album glorified God. Terry reminded her friend of the words that Jesus spoke in today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 40. Anyone who is not against us is with us. Sadly, Terry's friend wanted no more to do with her because she now believed that Terry was demonized. Isn't it interesting that Jesus did not say, anyone who is not against me is with me. He made it an us. Since we belong to him, anyone who does good for the Lord does good for us too. This can be hard to grasp because it's easier to be aware of what divides us than it is to unite on our common ground. We assume that if people don't tell us what we want to hear, they're against us. Or we think that if someone doesn't worship Jesus the way we do, they're against our faith. We don't have to be in agreement to be in community with others. True Christian unity means acknowledging what we have in common and refusing to allow our differences to interfere with our love. Everyone who loves us is with us because love comes from God, and therefore, everyone who loves has been born of God. As Pope St. John Paul II wrote, love gives rise to the desire for unity, even in those who have never been aware of the need for it. Love builds communion between individuals and between communities, meaning denominations. The opposite of unity is self-imposed excommunication, a word that means divided from community. Like the friend who cut herself off from Terry in her judgmentalism, people excommunicate themselves when they cause division by choosing against love. As St. John Paul II said, may each of us be enabled more and more to look upon our brothers and sisters in faith within the unity of the mystical body. May we come to see what is positive in others, to welcome it and prize it as a gift from God.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.